Southern Colorado's best alternative rock, 97.7 The Academy. That is the latest from Mumford & Sons. I am DJ Benny, joined here today with Lieutenant Miller, a fellow deucer and a graduate of 2021. How are you doing today?
Hey, Benny. I'm doing well. Good to be back in the saddle. You know, I was the prior CIC way back when for the radio station. So it's good to be back, especially with a fellow deucer.
We're glad to have you back. And I've got some questions about the Space Force and about your, you know, your time here at the Academy. Starting things off with, you know, what motivated you as a cadet here? I know in 2021, the Space Force was brand new. What motivated you to join the Space Force instead of the Air Force?
It was brand new. It was so new, in fact, that when I started at the Academy, the Space Force did not exist. So yeah. I started way back in 2017, graduated in 2021. So what really motivated me was the opportunity for leadership. Standing up a brand new service meant that I had a lot of opportunities to really pursue kind of molding and shaping it from the ground up. You know, I was the second class to directly commission into the Space Force. And so with that comes a ton of opportunities for, hey, how do we want to guide the service? No kidding, from the ground up, right? So the lowest ranking lieutenants, as we mature through the service, will have that kind of organic Space Force mentality that nobody else will really have. And so being able to kind of grow through that process is really what drew me.
Absolutely. And you said like that experience that no one else has here at the Academy, we have experiences and opportunities like no other university. What was that transition though from a cadet to an officer in the brand new Space Force? What did that look like and how did you, you know, go about that?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate. I had a couple of great mentors who were, you know, very senior Air Force officers and ended up kind of transferring into the Space Force. They helped me along my journey. Even some of the Air Force guys, my AOCs were both pilots and they still helped me go throughout that journey. So I was very fortunate that I had cool experiences like leading this club, being a squadron commander back in Deuce back in the day, especially during COVID. That was an interesting fall semester, the fall after COVID happened. Yeah, so those are some of the things that really helped prepare me. And then on the Space Force side, right, our senior leadership, General Raymond at the time, really took operationalizing our training and ensuring that we had fantastic and very robust training to include something really big like getting a classified facility at the schoolhouse. So that way we could actually have access to the appropriate information that we needed to from the beginning. So I didn't really have an issue with kind of that transition. I felt very prepared thanks to a lot of senior leaders and mentors that I had.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We are going to continue this chat. And up next is the latest from Shade right here on 97.7 The Academy. Foster the people right here on 97.7 The Academy. That was Worst Nights. I'm DJ Benny here with Lieutenant Miller. And last break, we talked a little bit about COVID and how that shaped your experience here at the Academy and how that has shaped your experience leading into the Space Force. Can you talk a little bit more on that and how, you know, that specific training, those specific opportunities and leadership moments led to some more valuable insights on your role at the Space Force?
Absolutely, Benny, I can. So we talked through kind of how the COVID year, I'll call it a year, impacted what happened here at the Academy. So that really kicked off second semester, my 2-degree year. That's when we got sent home. So the lower three classes got sent home in order to ensure that the firsties at the time, the class of 2020, could graduate. They ended up graduating early. So they graduated, I think, like April 20th, somewhere around there. And so kind of over the course of that time between us getting sent home in March, the firsties graduating in April, I actually got a call from my AOC at the time. He told me, hey, we're going to offer you the squadron commander job.
Wow.
And so kind of like that, on April 20th, I became the squadron commander of Deuce.
Nice.
I will still hold my claim to fame that that's probably the longest tenure as a cadet squadron commander. Those of us that were fall of 20. So kind of over the course of that time, though, we had such a dynamic shift in how the Academy operated, right? We still had a mission to get done and we had certain privileges in terms of like being able to restrict and lock down the base, stuff like that, that would allow us to do things that normal universities couldn't, right? But this is not a normal university.
Not at all.
It's a military service academy. We have a mission to do. And so General Clark, who was the superintendent at the time, kind of sat us down and he said, hey, we have a mission to get done here. I'm going to do everything in my power to make this as, I don't know, as good of a situation as it could possibly be, given that it's COVID, but we still have a mission to get done. The Air and Space Force needs lieutenants. So what we ended up kind of doing is really figuring out, hey, how do I move in this dynamic environment where week to week we could have privileges and we could not have privileges based on how much COVID was prevalent in Colorado Springs and El Paso County in the area.
Absolutely.
And so one of the other things that was pretty interesting in terms of a challenge is Deuce at one point had the highest COVID isolation rate. I want to say about 60% of the squadron was in quarantine and isolation at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can actually speak on that. So my sister, same class as you.
Yeah.
And I remember she was, you know, struggling during that time. She was, you know, came for friends and, you know, the squad, it really, the bonds you make in your squad is so huge. And she was struggling. The fact that, you know, y'all couldn't really hang out together. But y'all got by that and all doing great things now. I'm super proud of my sister. I'm proud of you. But you've taken different paths. So you went Space Force. My sister went to the Air Force. And I've heard a lot of stories about the Air Force and how she loves her job and how that culture at work is. What is the culture in the Space Force and how does that differ between what my sister's doing in the Air Force and in the Space Force?
So the culture is really interesting because in the Space Force, we're trying to organically evolve our own culture, but also, you know, have some heritage and nods to tradition in the past. So one of the biggest things I think that's fairly different about the Space Force is a good chunk of us are space operators. Mm-hmm. So there's a heavy emphasis on doing like 24-hour crew shifts. And so as a crew commander, one of the coolest things is most junior officers will get the opportunity to either be kind of like a crew commander, which means you're basically in charge of the ops floor. Usually as a lieutenant or a captain, you're in charge of an entire ops floor, an entire mission. And that really gives you a lot of leeway to lead, right? We're running 24/7 ops, satellites don't sleep. So it gives you a lot of opportunity to lead. And that's something that is very core kind of into the DNA is crew ops of the Space Force. That while the Air Force definitely has 24/7 jobs, the fact that we all kind of go through that process and usually, especially if you're on the ops side, usually it's kind of a soft-spoken requirement that you have to go, you know, be on an operator floor, do some of that stuff. So that's definitely a huge difference. I think it's awesome. Team camaraderie is fantastic. That was probably the best year I had on active duty so far is as a crew commander. So very excited for that.
Sweet. Up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about your expertise, and we have the latest from the Struts. Could have been me on 97.7 The Academy. I love that song, Emo Girl by Machine Gun Kelly and Willow. Hey, it's DJ Benny, still here with Lieutenant Miller, and we were talking about your expertise as a crew commander. I'm curious, how is your job and your role in the Space Force evolving here in the near future?
Yeah, so as a crew commander, my main job is to kind of run the ops floor, right? Doing constant combat missions presented to Space Command. Now my role is evolving more into an instructor and an evaluator. I spend a lot of time teaching other crews, more junior operators about like mission planning, threats, analysis, different techniques and procedures, all kinds of good stuff. So spent a lot more time instructing and evaluating.
Yeah. 1,000+ hours is what I saw.
Yeah.
Very impressive. That is great. Well, with all that experience and with all your experience in the Space Force, I'm curious now, what is your advice that you would give to a current cadet looking and considering the Space Force as a career?
Absolutely. So it's evolving constantly. So my biggest advice is to do your research, right? Mm-hmm. Make sure, I'm sure there's a couple of space officers here. Get in touch with them, talk to them, make sure that kind of the career fields that you're considering are what you want to do. That's the biggest advice for sure is do your research, do your homework. And then once you find something you like, try to lock in and kind of vector yourself towards that opportunity. The Space Force is so big and we're expanding constantly. Things are changing constantly. So try to get as much up-to-date information as possible.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today and the station. We are super appreciative. And the cadets will take your advice and move into the future, you know, looking into the Space Force.
Sounds good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Up next is Beautiful People by the Black Keys right here on 97.7 The Academy.